Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours, Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and Because We Love You down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268. $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. Oh, Joey. From her Tockwitzloft studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. TGIF. Welcome to the Joey English Show, Friday, May 12th, but more importantly, day after tomorrow, Mother's Day. Are you up early with us, 1340 a.m. and 92.3 FM, or early afternoon with us, 920 a.m., where I started 28 years ago, or 99.1 FM? We don't care where you listen, just so you do. I want this to be the best hour of your day. It is for me. And then you'll be the smartest person in the room after you wear red, eat chocolate, and spend an hour with us. We'll do the daily date book for you. We'll put community events on the air. We'll do the desert date book. We'll do mystery songs. We're honoring Gordon Lightfoot this week. Oh, you know we'll do great interviews. And we have wonderful giveaways. And then at the end of the show, if there's time, we play great music by that singing star, Joey English. And then after we're finished with all of that, we post everything to my website and my Facebook page. Please friend me. By now, you know the routine. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Friday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, 2 days before Mother's Day, Friday, May 12th, National Limerick. Uh-oh. The Green Room Theater Company presents free production of Novia Boy. They've been on the show talking about it. Tomorrow, that's the 13th at 1 p.m., it's presented at the Grace Church in Desert Hot Springs. I'll say the initials, grtccv.org. Palm Springs Cultural Center presents Arthur Lyons Film Festival Noir. I started going there when Arthur was still alive. Today through Sunday the 14th with Eddie Muller. If you watch Turner Classic Movies, there he is. Historic Camelot Theater, home of the best popcorn. PSCulturalCenter.org. And the Creative Arts Temple with Rabbi Jerry Cutler, who married my cousin, presents the Creative Arts Temple Friday Night Live, streaming brief Shabbat services with the Cutlers, selected Friday nights at 6 p.m. You can find them on their Facebook page, their YouTube channel, or their live stream. Check it out at creativeartstemple.org. Okay, Joey pals, I'm dancing. Let's dance. What's that thing? Sing like nobody's listening, dance like nobody's looking, love like you'll never get hurt, or something like that. So let's talk a little dance. Dance and Darcy. Dance and Darcy Carroza is here from
Palm Springs Dance Project.
There you go.
Thanks, Joey.
Dance and Darcy. What's going on, honey?
Well, thanks for having me here today. What's going on is May 20th. The Palm Springs Dance Project is, along in collaboration with the Palm Springs Cultural Center, is presenting the community's finest dance showcase.
Cool.
Yeah, it's at 5 p.m. at the Cultural Center.
Home of the best popcorn.
Yeah. And good French fries, too. We are putting on a big, diverse show of cultural and contemporary dance.
Cultural? I want to think if I know. What's cultural dance? Well, that's like Native American?
Yeah, okay, like we have some hula, we have some folklorico, we have some Persian.
Was the other one you said? Cultural and?
Contemporary, like jazz and lyrical and hip-hop.
We do know what that means.
Yeah. So we have such a wide variety of dancers from throughout the community and the region, as far as Los Angeles, mostly desert dwellers, though, in this really fantastic show that is just going to bring you a lot of love and light, and they just want to share their culture and their passion.
About how many groups?
We have 9 different groups presenting. There will be over 50 dancers. And the program's, it's quite creative. It's all woven together with different projections and special features. And another little thing we're going to do is last year we created a dance film with community. We had over 50 community dancers, both kids and adults. And so we're going to show a couple of snippets also of the film to remind everybody the good fun that we had when we created that film over a year ago.
And I bet the colors and the costumes are wonderful.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of great fun. And because of our collaboration, Joey, one of the things that I really want to share with community is how much we want you there. So much so that we were able to get our ticket prices so low. Okay, $15 for adults, $8 for students, and kids 6 and under are free. We really want to share this with the whole community.
Okay, let me recap. Today is Friday, May the 12th, and this is going to be the 20th.
Let me Saturday?
A week from tomorrow. Mm. Right, tomorrow is the 13th, so a week from tomorrow.
Very good.
Perfect. I don't do math, so I want to make sure I report it properly. And it's only $15 for adults, and it sounds like something for the whole family.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have a lot of just fun features, and it's really just to bring community together and to share the different cultural pieces and just the joy of dance.
How did you find the groups, or how does somebody sign up to get in a group, or What can you tell us about all that?
Well, we did that. We were recruiting for groups a couple of months ago. And so we reach out to dance studios, dance cultural groups, and put out invitations and ask. There are a couple of groups who do pay a small fee to participate, but we're also able to grant in a number of groups to allow them to perform for the community. Say, like, for instance, the Hula group. They do not teach classes to get paid for it, so they don't have income. Oh. So we want to make it possible for them to participate, so we've granted them in, and we have a few groups in the community here that we've granted in to perform.
All ages, honey, are these dancers?
Yes, yes. And in fact, you'll probably recognize this, Joey. Somebody from A Little Flash from Our Past, which is coming back, a little special feature in our show, will be Miss Catlin Day.
Oh, Catlin.
And, you know,
Marilyn Monroe.
Yes, she has been the quintessential Marilyn Monroe impersonator here in the desert for many years. She's been away from the limelight for just a little bit and coming back in, and we're really excited to have a special little piece in our show for her as well.
Okay, let me see. Curtain number one, Joy Pals, is on the 20th, a week from tomorrow, at the Palm Springs Cultural Center on Baristo. I'm going to cough because I'm about to say popcorn. Home of the world's best popcorn. 5 o'clock p.m. is the Palm Springs dance program in conjunction with the Cultural Center. And then we know that it's $15 for adults, $8 for students, children 6 and under who act like a child. No, get in free. Then we talked about how they got their dancers and the ages of the dancers. We talked about Catlin Day. Okay, what's next for you with this? Is this group going to do this again, all the same people, or
well, this
what
is
do you
the,
have in mind?
This
What's
was the second
plan?
Time. This is the second time we put on this particular program. The last time we did it was just before COVID in March of 2020, and it was a fantastic program. There's a couple of groups who have returned from last year and a number of new ones.
Good.
Each time we do it, it's open to newcomers and repeat. We're just, you know, really
it's growing.
Love to make a great big show. And people love the variety. There's a lot to share.
Do you have square dancers?
This time.
I can remember when I'm 77. When I was in grammar school, or might even been high school, we had square dancing classes as part of gym.
They were fun. Well, let me make sure and tell you all how much we want to see you there and how do you get your tickets, right? So visit our website at palmspringsdance.org.
Got it.
palmspringsdance.org. Your tickets are waiting for you, and so are we.
And, you could take a whole family for $35, $40.
Easily.
Nice. And they have food there? Will they have the kitchen open when you're there?
Yes. Well, besides the snack bar and the popcorn and all the other yummies, they have the restaurant, right, where you can get like flights of French fries and lots of different yummy things. They also have, for those adults who just want a little embodiment, they have wine and cocktails as well. So, you come and enjoy yourself and your favorite beverage.
Baristo, Joey Pals. Across from the high school.
Yep.
Everybody knows where it is. Okay, let me see if I got it all down. Saturday, a week from tomorrow, the 20th. 20th? Yes.
That's right. Saturday, May
20th. That looks like a one. Let me make sure. 20th, 5 o'clock at the Palm Springs Cultural Center. Cultural and contemporary. 9 different groups, over 50 dancers. They're going to show you the dance film that they made about the community. $15 for adults, $8 for students. If you're 6 and under, you get in free. Then we talked about how you get the dancers. We talked about Catlin Day. And then Darcy told us how much she wants us there.
Really a lot.
Go to palmspringsdance.org. Are you a dancer?
Not on stage. Not in front of many people in many bars and many happenings.
There you go.
Love the disco floor, but not a professional performer, no.
But you must have... How'd you get into this? That's a better question.
How'd I get into it? It was really through a lifetime of being involved in the productions of different types of special events and then working in a museum and becoming more familiar with cultural events, grants, working with community, and it all kind of culminated into this opportunity, and dance was something I loved, and it's just a beautiful vehicle to, you know, really share good health. So many studies have proven, for instance, it improves our mental, physical, and emotional health. So it felt like such an important time to really try to be promoting dance for those reasons. So that's been my big attraction.
How old is the oldest dancer that you've got, do you know?
That may not be fair. I'll give you a range because okay. I don't want anybody looking at anybody and calling them out. But let's say our range of dancers are going from about 9 to, let's just say senior citizen.
There you go.
Sexy senior citizen.
How wonderful. Now, there's no contest. It's just a presentation of everybody. Nobody's going to win.
That's exactly right. It's okay. Very much by plan. We did not want it as a competition because we just want to share it and have everybody enjoy it. Not trying to be better than the next guy, just being as best as we can be our own selves. Yeah.
And are you going to have some information there about the organization?
Oh, good question. Yeah, we'll have a table, and the table, when you come in, will have different materials that the different groups have provided. So if anyone's curious about any of the groups, how to get involved with them, they'll be able to grab that.
Okay, Joey Pals, we did it. Did we say everything you wanted to say?
I think so, Joey. Okay. Thank you.
It's Darcy along with Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.